As I just mentioned, the book that we're going to be reading from is entitled Waja'a Shahru Ramadan by Sheikh Abdul Razak, the son of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Badr. Hafidhum Allah. May Allah protect and preserve both of them. The Sheikh begins by mentioning the name of Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then he says, verily, the praise belongs to Allah. We praise Him, seek His assistance and forgiveness, and we turn to Allah yani in repentance, and we seek refuge in Him from the evil of ourselves and the evil consequences of our deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is nothing that deserves to worship except Allah alone, and that He has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is His servant and His messenger. May the salat and salam be upon him and upon his followers, his family and his companions, all of them, and safety and security and perfection, yani totally and completely. After this, the Shaykh, he opens by saying, first topic he talks about is this kind of sitting, yani the importance of this ijtima', sitting in the masjid for mudhakara, for reminding one another, yani of the affairs of the deen, of Islam, and the greatness of Islam, and the bounties and favors that have come to us through Islam. And the first thing that the Shaykh talks about is this kind of sitting. إِنَّ الْإِجْتِمَاءَ لِلْتَذَاكُرُ أُمُورُ الدِّينِ أُمُومًا وَالتَّذَاكُرُ مَوَاسِمُ الْخَيْرِ أَلَّتِي يَسْتَقْبِلُهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَا شَكَّ أَنَّهُ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الْمُهِمَّةِ. يعني the Shaykh begins by saying what? That indeed the gathering, which is for the purpose of reminding one another of the matters of the deen in general, this kind of gathering that will remind one another about the matters of the deen in general, and more specifically will remind one another about the mawasim al-khair, yani the seasons of khair, meaning yani time of Ramadan and Hajj, and times when yani they are yani distinguished from other times of the year, mawasim al-khair, and from the greatest of them is Ramadan, which the believers yani receive, yani these seasons when they come to the believer, yani reminding one another about this, la shakka annahu min al-umur al-muhimma, there's no doubt that this is from the great important affairs which it is incumbent upon us, an tahza bi inayatina wa ihtimamina, yani that we yani appoint or that we assign to these affairs some inaya and some ihtimam, yani that we give care to these things, give attention to these matters, and we show, yani we recognize the importance of them. Yani you give ihtimam to this. This is not a light matter, these seasons. This time that Ramadan is upon us, this shouldn't be taken lightly. Yani this should be something that, Allahu Akbar, look at this season that is in front of us. And you give importance to this. It is of great importance by Allah, no doubt about it. And due to yani what may result, that what results from these seasons, from al-awaid al-karima, wal-khayrat al-azima, wal-manafi al-jumma, yani the things that, the noble things that come back to us, benefits, al-awaid al-karima, yani the benefits that come to us from this, and the great khayrat, good things that come from it, and al-mawafi al-jumma, and the yani benefits, that plentifulness, the abundance of benefits that come in these seasons that cannot be counted nor can they be enumerated. The Shaykh mentions a hadith here. وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي صَحِي مُسْلِمْ أَنَّ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَرَجَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ يَوْمًا وَهُمْ جُلُوسٌ فِي الْمَسْجِدْ يَتَذَاكَرُونَ. And one day the Prophet ﷺ came out to his companions while they were sitting in the masjid, yatadhakaruna, yani rehearsing to one another, reminding one another about affairs of the deen. The Prophet ﷺ came upon them. They were sitting amongst themselves. He wasn't with them. He came upon them and found them in that condition. فَقَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He said to them, مَا أَجْلَسَكُمْ. What is it that caused you to be sitting here in the masjid doing what you are doing? مَا أَجْلَسَكُمْ. He wants to know, what are you doing here? What is actually happening here? He's asking them, right? And for a reason though. They said to him, we said to him, جلسنا نتذاكر الإسلام وما من الله علينا به. What are we reminding, rehearsing to one another? نتذاكر الإسلام. We're reminding one another about Islam and the bounties and favors that Allah has blessed us with به, due to Islam. نعم. الله أكبر. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to them, الله ما أجلسكم إلا ذلك. And he asked them, by Allah, is it nothing except this that caused you to be sitting here? This is the very purpose for which you are sitting here and nothing else? يعني no worldly benefit? They said, Wallahi, ما أجلسنا إلا ذلك. By Allah, there's nothing that causes us to sit here except this. So the Prophet ﷺ said to them, أما والله إني لم أستحلفكم تحمة لكم. يعني by Allah, I'm not يعني asking you to make an oath. يعني by Allah, is this the only thing? I'm not doing this يعني as a means of accusation that I doubt, some doubt, يعني that I doubt your sincerity. No, it's not that. He said, rather, ولكن أتاني جبريل آنفا. يعني جبريل just came to me. فأخبرني أن الله يباهي بكم ملائكته. The Prophet ﷺ said, I'm asking you this. I want to know why you're sitting here. Because Jibreel just came to me and informed me that Allah is boasting about you to his angels. Naam. Allah is boasting about you, people sitting in the masjid, rehearsing the matters of your deen. He's boasting to the angels. Look at my servants. But they are sitting in the masjid. يعني يتذاكرون الإسلام. Just reminding one another about Islam. This hadith in Sahih Muslim from Muawiyah رضي الله عنه. The Shaykh says, فهذه إشارة عظيمة لمن أكرمه الله تعالى ومن عليه لحفظ وقته في مثل هذه المجالس. يعني this is a إشارة عظيمة, a great magnificent sign or indication of those who Allah has honored and who Allah has منا عليه, Allah has favored them in that يعني he has enabled them to protect and to guard their time in the likeness of these kind of sittings. They're not wasting their time sitting in a pub, in a bar, in a discotheque, rather than in the masjid reminding one another about the deen of Allah. Yani this hadith is a great sign, a magnificent indication that Allah has honored such people who protect and preserve their time for the likeness of these kind of sittings, as we are sitting here now. التي تعقد في بيوت الله التي أذن الله جل وعلا أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه. يعني these sittings that are taking place in the houses of Allah, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that they be established, that they be erected, that they be raised up and maintained, and that his name be mentioned in them, the masajid. These sittings that are taking place in these places. But unfortunately, not many people sitting these sittings. As I mentioned previously, I saw on more than one occasion a masjid in which 200 or 300 people are praying, and somebody announced that after the salat there's a sitting, there's a dars. And all the people left the masjid, except maybe 20 people. Any 200 or 300 people they left. They're not interested in this kind of sitting in the masjid for the remembrance of Allah. They're not interested in this. But if there was a circus, or a Broadway show, or a Michael Jackson concert, wallahi, some of these people are interested in this. They're on the internet wasting their time in foolishness that is of no benefit whatsoever. But as far as sitting for the remembrance of Allah, learning the deen of Allah, we don't have interest in this. So the Shaykh, he says, وَمِثْلَ هَذِهِ الْمَجَالِسِ الْمُبَارَكَةِ لَبُدَّ لِلْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يُصَبِّرَ نَفْسَهُ عَلَيْهَا. Yani this kind of blessed, these blessed gatherings, assemblies, it is essential, incumbent upon the Muslim to make their nafs be patient with this. force yourself to sitting these gatherings, wherever it may be, in whatever masjid that you choose to, where the people are learning the deen of Allah, the Quran and the Sunnah, as it was understood by the early generations of Muslims, the Salaf al-Ummah. He said, force yourself to be patient with this, and to appoint, يَقْطَعِ, يعني to take out from your time, some time for this, حَتَّى يَسْتَفِيدَ وَيَنْتَفِيَ, so that you benefit and profit. Otherwise, if a person is lahiyan, munsarifan, mushtagilan, مُكِبًّا عَلَى أُمُورِ الدُّنْيَاهُ الَّتِي لَا تَنْتَهِي, يعني if a person is unmindful, heedless, distracted, occupied and busied, and wholeheartedly immersed in the affairs of the dunya, of their dunya, their worldly affairs, if that's a person's condition, يعني being lost in their worldly affairs, الَّتِي لَا تَنْتَهِي, which never end, there's no end to it. You mean, I'm busy, I got some work, I got, and it never ends. Wallahi, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days, you're busy with your dunya. When do you have time for your deen? There's something wrong with that. He said, if a person, if that's their condition, فَلَا يَتَحَيَّ لَهُ مَعْرِفَةِ الْخَيْرِ, then this person will never be prepared to learn, to have knowledge, acquaintance with the khair, with that which is khair. Not in the dunya, being involved in the dunya. وَمَعْرِفَةُ أَبْوَابِهِ, and knowing the ways or the doors to the khair. وَمَعْرِفَةُ صُبُلَ الَّتِي يَصِلْ مِنْ خِلَالِهَا إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَإِلَى مَا يُرْضَى اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَوْ يُرْضِ اللَّهِ. And you will not, يعني, and this person will not become acquainted with the ways through which that person will reach the khair, and through which they will reach that which is pleasing to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The person, if you occupy with just making money all the time with your dunya, Allah, you will never come to know the khair, the abwab al khair, the subul al khair. You will not come to know these things, that which is pleasing to Allah, you won't know about it. Maybe you go 10 or 20 or 30 years. Some people are old people, they don't know yet. They might have been a Muslim all their life and they don't know about some simple sunnah. Like a person who said, Raditu billahi rabban, wa bil islami deenan, wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyan. Prophet used to say this in the morning. He said, whoever says this, من قال هذا وجبت له الجنة. وجبت له الجنة. Jannah becomes obligatory upon him. Yani the person who says this, knowing what it means, and believing in their heart, and acting upon it, that I'm pleased with Allah as my Rabb, and Islam as my deen, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my messenger. Yani if you are pleased with Allah as your Rabb, and Islam as your deen, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as your messenger, Jannah is guaranteed for you. But these abwab al-khayr, people don't even know about them. They don't know about them because they're not in the place where they can learn. وَفِي مِثْلَ هَذِهِ الْمَجَالِسِ يَتِمُّ التَّوْجِيهِ, yani these kind of sittings, people are given direction and guidance. وَيَعْتِ الْمَوَاعِذَ, and admonitions. وَتَحْسِلَ الذِّكْرَ وَإِقَادِ الْقُلُوبِ وَالتَّوْجِيهِ إِلَى أَبْوَابِ الْخَيْرِ, and in these kind of, yani the reminders, remembrance of Allah occurs, and the awakening of the hearts and the guidance of the people to the doorways of goodness. فَيَنْتَفِعَ النَّاسُ وَيَسْتَفِيدُونَ فَوَاعِدَ عَظِيمًا, so in this way, as a result of this, the people benefit greatly, and the profit, and they receive a great yani profit and great gains or rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in reference to these sittings. That's how the shaykh opens up. But our topic, he said, أَمَّا الْمَوْضُوعَ الَّذِي نَحْنُ بِصَدَدِ الْكَلَامِ عَنْهُ, as far as the subject that we are يعني in the course of discussing at this moment, يعني Ramadan, the coming of Ramadan, وَجَاءَ شَهْرُ Ramadan, يعني the month of Ramadan has arrived. نعم. We prayed Maghrib, right? نعم, so this is Ramadan. Now, it has already arrived. Alhamdulillah. May Allah grant us success in taking advantage of this opportunity. Maybe we won't see it again. فَهُوَ عَنْ إِقْبَالِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ, our subject is about the arrival of the month of Ramadan. As you all know, as the Shaykh is saying here, that only a few, يعني قَدْ بَقِيَ وَأَنَّهُ قَدْ بَقِيَ عَلَى دُخُولِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ مُبَارَكَ أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَةٍ, يعني only a few days remain before the entry of the blessed month of Ramadan. For us, خلاص, no days remain, we have entered. Then it will appear بِخَيْرَاتِهِ الْعَمِيمَةِ, then this month will appear, yani it has appeared, with its yani all comprehensive, all encompassing khair, all of the good that is in this month. وَأَفْضَالِهِ الْكَرِيمَةِ, and its noble virtues of this month of Ramadan. وَبَرَكَاتِهِ الْمُتَوَالِيَةِ, and its continuous, ongoing, successive yani blessings, day after day, day, night after day, and day after night, all the time, day and night, in Ramadan. فَشَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ قَدْ أَقْبَلَ, yani it has come forward. وَإِقْبَالُهُ لَدَيْنِ الْمُسْلِمِ لَهُ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ وَوَقَعٌ كَبِيرٌ فِي نُفُوسِهِمْ, and this month, yani its affair is great amongst the Muslims. It is something, yani وَقَعَ كَبِيرٌ, yani it has an effect on their souls, on their inner being. لِأَنَّهُمْ يَتَشَوَّفُونَ مَجِيعَهُ وَيَتَطَلَّعُونَ إِلَى قُدُومِهِ, because what? Because the Muslims, the believers, they are yani looking, longing for its coming, the month of Ramadan, and they are anticipating its arrival, and they are giving glad tidings to one another when it becomes near. And they are rejoicing when this month appears. Farhan Azima, yani with a tremendous joy and happiness. Lima ya'lamunahu an hadha al-mawsim al-azim al-mubarak من الخيرات العظيمة والخصائص الجليلة التي تميز بها هذا الشهر واختص بها من بين سائر الشهور. يعني why this great happiness and joy of the believers? Because of what they know in this blessed, magnificent season of great goodnesses. والخصائص الجليلة, and the noble, يعني special features that this month is distinguished by, and that is specific to this month to the exclusion of other months. Yani there are things in this month that are not coming in any other month, because we know this. Yani whoever knows this, then they should know that it is an honor and a blessing to be a believer, to live in this time, and to be fasting and praying and worshiping Allah in this month of Ramadan. The Shaykh says, من أكرمه الله جل وعلا وفسح في أجله ومد في عمره ليصل ويبلغ هذا الشهر الكريم فهذا منة عظيمة على العبد ليشارك أهل الإسلام في قطف جنى هذا الموسم العظيم المبارك. يعني whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored, and he has made their appointed term, yani he has extended or expanded their appointed term and their lifespan, so that they would reach this month of Ramadan, so that they would meet this noble month of Ramadan. Then this person who Allah has honored in this way, because you know, some people died yesterday and last week and last month. Some people who were with us last year in Ramadan, they are not here this year. So if Allah has blessed you that He extended your life and delayed your appointed term such that you are able to reach this month, this is indeed a favor, a bounty, a great magnificent bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the abd, the worshipper, that we will share with the people of Islam in harvesting the fruits of this blessed and magnificent season. The Shaykh says, this is mawsim at-ta'a wal-iman wa taqarrub ila ar-rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a season of obedience to Allah. This is what we should be thinking about. This is a time for obedience to Allah. No more discussion. And iman, and working on a person's iman. Wa taqarrub ila ar-Rahman, and trying to get near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ar-Rahman. This is the time for this. Naam. وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي السُنَّةِ الصَّحِيحَةِ, and the Shaykh, he mentions a hadith here, a tremendous hadith, and he talks about it a little bit. And I don't know how much time we'll have, but we'll go as much as we can for tonight. And inshallah, if anybody wants this book in Arabic, we can send it, you know, to the class. Inshallah, whoever needs it, we'll send it to the class. Yani, PDF file. Tonight, inshallah, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. It's my, pardon me for not sending it, but I was busy these days, very, very busy, and I intended to send it, but inshallah, somebody send me a reminder tonight, I will send it tonight. وَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي السُنَّةِ الصَّحِيحَةِ. Notice the Shaykh said, it has come in the Sunnah as-Sahihah. Not any hadith, but authentic hadith. This is from the Sunnah that is authentic. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam كَانَ يُبَشِّرُ أَصْحَابَهُ بِكُدُومِ هَذَا الشَّعْرِ. He used to give glad tidings to his companions with the at the arrival of this month. فَقَدْ جَاءَ أَنَّ نَبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ كَانَ يَقُولُ لِأَصْحَابِهِ. Yani his narrated hadith that he used to say to his companions, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَمَضَانَ. Yani indeed, Ramadan has come to you. It has arrived. Huh? شَهْرُ مُبَارَكٌ. Yani a blessed month. Yani full of barakah. Yani كَثْرَةُ الْخَيْرِ. A lot of khair is in this month. افترض الله عليكم صيامه. Allah has made it obligatory, fard, upon you to fast this month. تفتح فيه أبواب الجنة. Huh? The doors of Jannah open in this month. وتغلق فيه أبواب الجحيم. Huh? And the doors of the hellfire are closed in this month. وتغل فيه الشياطين. And the shayateen are chained up in this month. Huh? And four, فيه ليلة خير من ألف شعر. And it is a night that is better in reward than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is a lifetime. And in the lifespan of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said what? Ummati bayna 60 wa 70 sana. The lifespan of the people of my Ummah is between 60 and 70 years. 1,000 months is more than our whole lifetime. More than 80 years. Yani the one night, the khair in it is more than 80 years that don't include Laylatul Qadr. Right? That means your whole lifetime you couldn't do this khair in one night. What a month. The doors of paradise are open. Doors of hellfire closed. Shayateen are chained up. And in it is a night that's better than 1,000 months. من حرم خيرها فقد حرم. Whoever has been deprived of the khair of that night, they have been truly deprived. This hadith is reported by Imam Ahmed and Nasa'i from Abu Huraira, and it is authentic. Naam. The Shaykh says, in explanation of this hadith, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَمَضَانَ. This is the first sentence of the hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, he used to say to his companions, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَمَضَانَ. Yani indeed, Ramadan has come to you. The month of Ramadan has arrived. Meaning, إِنَّ هَذِهِ بِشَارَةٌ وَتَهْنِيَةٌ لَكُمْ. Yani this statement, the month of Ramadan has come to you, is a bishara. Yani it is a word announcing good news to you. Bushra. And it is also, yani, a word of congratulations to you who have reached this month. Not everybody else didn't get this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that this is special for you, people who are living still today. قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَمَضَانَ. For you specially. وَإِخْبَارٌ بِأَمْرٍ عَظِيمٍ تَحَقَّقَ لَكُمْ. And it is, he is informing about a magnificent affair which has been realized for you, meaning that you have reached the month of Ramadan. وَهُوَ أَنَّ رَمَضَانَ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. Meaning that Ramadan has come to you. وَأَنْتُمْ تَتَمَتَّعُونَ بِالصِّحَّةِ وَالْعَافِيَةِ وَتَنْعُمُونَ بِالْأَمْنِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالسَّلَامَةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ. And as the Prophet ﷺ said in the supplication, that said, when the new moon is seen, he said, it is yani also informing you of a great affair, a magnificent affair that has been realized for you. And it is that Ramadan has come to you while you are enjoying as-sihha, good health, and al-afiyah, well-being. And you are being blessed with al-amni, safety, and iman, faith, was-salama, yani peace or security, wal-islam. And what more can a person ask for? Al-amnu wal-iman, was-salamatu wal-islam. So this is the month of Ramadan. It has come to you. And it is a season, a great season. And the Shaykh mentions four things here. It is a great season. Number one, لِلْإِقْبَالْ عَلَى اللَّهِ, for turning to Allah with acts of obedience. This is a season for that especially. وَلِمُحَاسَبَةِ النَّفْسِ, and for taking account of yourself, looking at yourself. Where am I at? Where could I be? What do I need to do? Are you content with your condition? That means you are not taking account of yourself. والقيام بطاعة الله تبارك وتعالى, and for fulfilling the acts, the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And number four, وللبعد, this is a season for بعد, distancing yourself عن الأمور التي حرمها الله جل وعلا, from the things that Allah has forbidden for us. This is a season for distancing yourself from that. You like to listen to music? Get rid of it. You watch movies? Get rid of it. In Ramadan even, this is the time to cut yourself off from it permanently. Some people waste a lot of time instead of reciting or listening to Quran. You know what they listen to? Not just young people. What do they call that stuff? Any of those lines of rapping. What do they call that stuff? Huh? Rapping. I mean, that stuff that these people are reciting. What is the name of it? Rapping? They don't have other names for it? Hip-hop. Nonsense. Don't be offended. I don't mean to offend anybody. Wallah, you rather listen to that than the Quran? A brother came in this masjid, I remember 2 or 3 years ago. I was sitting here. I didn't know the brother. I think he was talking to the imam. And other brothers were sitting and were listening. And he was saying they were having a debate at Masjid al-Taqwa whether or not it's permissible to listen to that stuff. There was a guy who, they have something else that they call the Muslims do. Word or something, good word, or I don't know, spoken word. And they were so engaged in that, they didn't even listen to Quran. And they were asking, is it permissible? How could it be permissible to do anything that takes you away from the Book of Allah? How could that be permissible? Are you serious? I know we think that, no, but it's nice. They're talking about Quran and Sahaba and they're taken away from the Quran. Talking about the Quran is better than actually listening to the Kalamullah, غير مخلوق. That speech is created. The Quran is not created. It's the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're telling me that that's okay to listen to that instead of the Quran? I'm not saying that a person can't listen to a line of poetry. But I'm saying if people's hearts become attached to that, then the vacuum that causes, it means that it takes the place where the Quran should be in our hearts. In any case, na'am, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said the Shaykh is saying here, an explanation of this hadith, he said that this is a season for turning to Allah, taking account of oneself, fulfilling acts of obedience to Allah, and distancing yourself from that which Allah has prohibited. All the things that Allah has prohibited. Wallahi, we need to get away from those things, whatever it is. I mean, probably there's 101 things that we could mention, but we don't have time to mention all of them, right? But maybe we'll make a list of some of them and send it to you. The things that we shouldn't be wasting our time in. The greatest of them is the internet. And second after that, or maybe before that, is the telephone. Just talking on the telephone. I'm not saying you're on the telephone, you can't make it to the masjid, so you're calling a brother or sister's calling a sister saying, listen to this ayat, help me to learn how to recite this. I'm not talking about it. You could use the telephone for that. But just talking, general conversation, qila wa qal, yani gossip, what's the latest news, and how many hours, to the extent that people never turn their telephones off. You have to have unlimited time. Because in the old days, you'll be in jail from your bill, you won't be able to pay it. But because they have unlimited time, you can talk all day and night, and never turn the telephone off. That telephone is a shaitan. And if a person is not using it for khair, wallahi, it's evil for you. For most people, it's evil. Just like the television was years ago, it was mostly evil, even though there was some good in it. Naam. But it's mostly evil. The Shaykh says, in this kalima, yani in this word, yani قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَمَضَانَ شهر مبارك, a blessed month. which Allah has made obligatory for you fasting, and the doors of the paradise are open, and the doors of hellfire closed, and the shayateen are chained up, and in it is a night that's better than 1,000 months, whoever is deprived of its khair is really truly deprived. In this word, the Shaykh says, we have the kalima, tahriqun lil qulub, litastash'ir qimata hadha shar wa makanatahu wa azima manzilati. Yani in this word, there is what? Tahriq lil qulub, that which moves the hearts. If your heart is not moved by this, a hadith like this, is dead. Or maybe it's just real sick and it needs some medicine, some treatment. This is, yani this kalima contains the moving of the heart. لتستشعر, so that you will be conscious and aware of the قيمه to هذا الشهر, the value of this month, ومكانته, and its station, its status, and this great yani place, عظيمة منزلته, meaning you feel this, so for what? So that you will prepare for it, so you will get ready for this month. If you know how important it is and its station and its status, then you will prepare for it. يعني فتهيأوا له, you will get ready for it. واستعدوا لمجيئه, you will get ready for its coming. واستقبلوه بأحسن الاستقبال, and you will meet it with the best kind of reception, and you will host it with the best kind of hospitality. أحسن الضيافة, يعني the month of Ramadan, the Shaykh said, is like a what? A guest that you receive and that you host with the best kind of reception and the best kind of hospitality. So the people, فَالنَّاسُ يُبَشِّرُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضٍ, yani the people are giving glad tidings to one another, بِكُدُومْ وَإِقْبَالَ أُمُورَ الْمُحَمَّةِ, whenever there's some important affair that is getting ready to take place, yani some important or great affair is getting ready to take place, the people, yani, give the glad tidings and good news to one another, so that they will prepare and get ready for this occasion. Yani when any important occasion is taking place in the dunya, worldly affairs, the people make a big deal before it happens, right? And announcements and reminders and let's get ready and all kind of stuff, right? Yani when they have Christmas, if I could find a better word for it, I don't know I heard somebody call it some kind of name, something else. Shirkmas. That's what somebody called it. No, Shirkmas, better. I just heard this one recently. Yani they make preparation for it months in advance. All the stores, businesses, everybody is preparing for kufr and shirk. So how much more so than something like this should we prepare for it? The Shaykh says, شهر رمضان ضيفٌ كريم. The month is a noble guest. ووافد عزيز على النفس كل مسلم. Yani it is a respected, honorable, noble visitor. Yani that is dear to the nafs of every believer. This month of Ramadan. Naam, wallahi. Except a person that heart is dead. Every believer is rejoicing over this guest. فَرْحَهُ بِعَظَمِ الضَّيْفِ وَأَكْرَمُ وَافِدْ عَلَيْهِ, yani the kind of happiness and joy that the person experiences when they have the greatest guest and the most noble visitor. Yani the greatest person you could imagine to visit you, to that guest that you could have, the way you'll be happy, this is how you're happy with the coming of Ramadan. Have you not seen, this is a question to reflect upon, the generous man who enjoys being generous, giving, spending at the time when a respected guest comes to him. Yani a wealthy man who loves giving, who loves spending, who loves hosting a guest, and a noble, honorable, respected guest comes to you. Think about this person, he said. A person comes to him, Ali al-Makana, of high yani status, Rafi'a Sha'an, yani whose affairs yani elevated, lofty. كَيْفَ يَكُونَ إِسْتَقْبَالُهُ لِضَيْفْ هَذَا شَعْنِ, how will be the reception of this rich man who loves hosting, who loves spending on his guests? How will be his reception of a person of high repute and honor, yani who has a great affair? How will be his reception of that kind of guest? كيف يكون فرحه به؟ How happy and delighted he would be with such a guest. كيف تكون ضيافته له؟ How would be his hospitality for such a guest? Huh? That's how we should be at the arrival of Ramadan. So let us prepare for Ramadan. It is upon us. And it has arrived. The Shaykh says, فقوله, the saying of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. Indeed, the month of Ramadan has come to you. The meaning of this sentence is, get ready to host it. To host this noble, respectable guest. Prepare yourself to honor this guest. To fulfill the rights of this guest. And the guests have rights. Prepare yourself to fulfill their rights. Now, if you have a guest coming, you get ready, right? Make sure the place where you're going to host them, where they're going to sleep at, food they're going to eat, whatever, things are going to be in order. Naam, that's how you receive a guest in Islam. So prepare yourself to honor this guest and to fulfill its rights. Prepare yourself for this, your nafs. And you get your nafs prepared for Ramadan, for what is going to be required of it to receive this guest, to host this guest. لأنه كما أنه يأتي سريعا يذهب سريعا والله that's صح حق لا شك يعني you won't if you prepare yourself because what just as it will come quickly it will what it will leave quickly نعم 29 or 30 days after the first few days a week is gone 10 days is gone before you know it's the last 10 days and it's finished يعني whoever didn't experience this maybe Allah will make you experience it. I think everybody has experienced it. So prepare yourself. Get ready. Prepare yourselves. للقيام بالأعمال الجليلة والطاعات النبيلة والعبادات التي يسركم أن تلقوا ربكم تبارك وتعالى بها. Get ready and prepare yourself with الأعمال الجليلة, with noble deeds. And acts and noble acts of obedience, ta'at. And the acts of worship which you will be pleased to meet your Rabb tabaraka wa ta'ala biha. With the noble deeds that you will be pleased if you can meet Allah with such deeds. Prepare yourself for that. This is the opportunity. Yeah, and if we don't do it now, when will we do it? فَيَنْبَغِي عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ أَنْ يُحْسِنْ إِسْتِقْبَاعَ شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ. So it is incumbent upon the Muslim to do well in making the reception for this month of Ramadan. And to prepare yourself to receive it properly. وَهُنَا, and we don't have a lot of time left, but maybe we'll just take this last topic here that the Shaykh mentions. And by the way, يعني, I made a note here of some of the matters that the Shaykh mentions here just so I wouldn't forget. Very important matters. In this small يعني, discussion topic, he mentions Yani from amongst so many matters, six important matters that a person has to, yani it's incumbent upon the Muslim to pay attention to in this month of Ramadan. The first of them is that a person receives it with joy and happiness, understanding the status and station of this month of Ramadan. And secondly, that they receive it with tawbah nasuha, that a person, yani repents to Allah as they enter into this month. Repent from what we have been doing. And make resolve not to go back to it again in this month or after. And after this he said, and also, Naam, it's incumbent upon us to protect this fast that Allah has made obligatory in this month. The fast that Allah has made obligatory. Give care to it, protect it and preserve it. And to fast it with iman and ihtisab. من صام رمضان imanan. وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ And whoever fasts the month of Ramadan with iman and ihtisab, they will be forgiven his previous sins. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ So that means that it's not just enough to fast, but we have to fast with iman and with ihtisab. Ihtisab, يعني expectation and anticipation of the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has made obligatory upon us this fast. And after this he said two other matters of great importance. In this order he said that we strive and struggle and work to achieve the most important purpose of the fast of Ramadan and every act of worship, and that is to achieve a taqwa. كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And this taqwa, يعني in this ayat, is clarified in some hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. The summary of its meaning is that what? That fasting, what is required of us in fasting, is not just abstention from food and drink and relations with one's spouse. Huh? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Meaning that you will protect yourself and shield yourself from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eating and drinking is not disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except in the daytime of Ramadan. Rather, the core issue here is to learn in this month of Ramadan how to abstain from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited, not just in the daytime of Ramadan, but in the day and in the night of every day throughout the year, throughout our life. This is the real thing that one is trying to achieve in Ramadan. Finally, he said, giving care, the utmost care, to the Book of Allah. Yani the Book of Allah that was revealed in this month. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Yani these are the six matters that the Shaykh mentioned. And I don't know if I have enough time. I wanted to say that because this is what we're going to be talking about in the next session, or in the next couple of sessions. These matters that the Shaykh has mentioned. And here, yani the Shaykh says, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to receive Ramadan with the best reception. And here he said, يتفاوت يتفاوت الناس تفاوتا عظيما في كيفية استقبال هذا الشهر. يعني that the people differ greatly in the manner in which they receive the month of Ramadan. People differ greatly, not a little bit, but greatly. And then he mentions, what time is that? I know the adhan is in a couple of minutes. What time is the iqama? Does anybody know what time is the iqama?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock? Tayyib. Inshallah. 10 o'clock. So we have 10 minutes. Okay, so let's try to do some of this topic and then we'll stop here, inshallah, with the topic that the Shaykh is mentioning now. How do people differ in reference to the month of Ramadan? Fafiyatun. Yeah, the people differ. So there's a group from the past, from the people, يستقبلون هذا الشهر بإقبال على الأسواق إقبالا شديدا. Yeah, there's a group of people who received the month of Ramadan by iqbal al aswaq, yani going forward to the marketplaces. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. صلى على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم. Okay, just quickly in a few minutes that we have, Sheikh said some of the people, يعني they received the month of Ramadan by what? By going to the marketplaces, turning to it, يعني with a real turning, يعني إقبالا شديدا, يعني they're very very serious about يعني shopping, so that they may buy different types of food and all kinds of things that are eaten and delicious dishes. So they compete at the marketplace in buying foods and things that are eaten in yani tremendous amounts. it is as though they are receiving the month of eating and drinking and consuming food. Please don't let this be us. وَيَشْتَرُونَ شَرَاعًا مَزِيدًا And they are buying يعني more than normally. حَتَّى إِنَّ التَّسَوَّقُ وَالشَّرَاعَ الْعَتِمَ يَزِيدُ فِي رَمَضَانَ عِنْدَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأُسُرِ عَلَى هَاجَتِهِمْ وَكِفَايَتِهِمْ يعني to the extent that amongst some families going to the market and buying food is increased in Ramadan more than their need or what is sufficient for them. I mean, they buy more than what they need and more than what is sufficient. And for this reason, you find some of them, especially the people of extravagance, you find them yani being wasteful and extravagant in a disgraceful way. And they put on their ma'idah or on their sufra, yani the place where they eat, different types, many types of foods, yani on one table, on one sufra, yani many types of food. Yani you fasted. Tayyib, how many types of food do you need? Yani some rice, maybe some beans, some chicken or fish or something, right? I don't know, some salad or something. You need more than that? I mean, what more can you eat than that? What are you trying to do? People of extravagance. The Sheikh said that. It's not my word. And then they don't eat except a little bit of what they place there. That's really wastefulness. But it's not even praiseworthy that we placed this amount of food on a big tray and eat it all. That's not praiseworthy either. This is one type of people. Second type of people, they said, قسم الآخر. If the month of Ramadan comes, they prepare themselves with أدوات اللهو اللعب واللهو والضياع. يعني they prepare themselves with instruments of play and amusement for wasting time. That which is just a waste of time. They prepare themselves things that will occupy their precious time in this month of Ramadan. That will be a means of waste. That will bring about no benefit. It will be useless. Yani to waste the time. فيما لا فائدة فيه. With that which has no benefit whatsoever in it. Rather, many times, they waste their time in those things that فيه مضرة محققة. Not just there's no benefit in it, rather, there is a realized, real harm that comes from these things. And they prepare the like of these affairs. They ready these things with complete readiness before the coming of Ramadan. And if they get all of this stuff ready so that they can occupy themselves with nonsense in Ramadan. Another group of people, the Shaykh says, وَهُنَاكَ آخَرُونَ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَيْهِمْ بِتَوْفِيقِهِ وَوَكَأَهُمْ وَكَلَأَهُمْ وَكَلَأَهُمْ بِرِعَايَتِهِ وَأَحَاطَهُمْ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى بِإِنَايَتِهِ And then there's another group of people, a third group of people, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with tawfiq, with success, and He has protected them with His ri'aya, yani His care, and He has surrounded them with His inaya, His attention, giving attention to them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is His favor upon these people that He has protected them from what the other people has fallen into. فَأَخَذُوا يُحَيِّوا أَنفُسَهُمْ لِرَمَضَانِ And these people have made every effort to prepare themselves for Ramadan, yani in the proper preparation for Ramadan. So you find some of them, كَثُرَ أَمَامَهُ الْخَوَاتِرُ وَتَدُورُ فِي خَلَدِهِ سُنُوفٌ كَثِيرَةٌ مِنَ الْخَيْرَاتِ Yani some of them you find him having a lot of ideas. And inside of his mind he is thinking about all types of good things to do in Ramadan. Naam. So he begins to arrange, يُرَتِّب لِلْقُرْآنِ وَقْتًا Yani he makes a schedule. There's a time for reciting Qur'an. I'm not going to let a day go, I'm not going to recite Qur'an. I'm going to make this special times for Qur'an. A time for the dhikr of Allah. A time for qiyam al-layl. A time for giving aid to the people who are in need. A time for spending and giving. A time for the assemblies of knowledge. فَتَتَزَاهَمْ عَلَيْهِ So he has so many good things that he wants to do. It's crowded. There's not enough time to do them in. He doesn't have time to waste. And some of the people, you see that in the month of Ramadan, or they see the month of Ramadan as being ضيق يضيق عليه, يعني it's too short. He has too many plans or projects to do, and too many good deeds that he wants to engage in, and too many مجالات واسعة, spacious, vast, يعني fields, opportunities for fulfilling acts of obedience to Allah تبارك وتعالى. And for this reason, the month of Ramadan is too short for some of the people. It's not sufficient for what the abwab al-khayr that some of the people have in their hearts and in their minds to be engaged in. May Allah make us from those people. And I'll stop with this last group of people. Fourth group, he says, وَهُنَاكْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَعَامَلُونَ مَعَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ. And our time is just about finished, only 1 minute. And some of the people, يَتَعَامَلُونَ مَعَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ تَعَامُلَهُمْ مَا كُلِّ شَهْرُ. يعني they treat Ramadan the way they treat every other month. فَيَمْضِي عَلَيْهِ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ كَمَا تَمْضِي عَلَيْهِ بَقِيَةُ الشُّهُورِ. يعني Ramadan passed by them the same way the rest of the month passed by. No change, no difference. حَتَّى إِنَّ اللَّيْلَ. Even the night which has come in the Quran that is better than 1,000 months, it also passed by many of the people, like the passing of any other night. وَهَذِي خَسَارَةٌ فَاضِحَةٌ. This is a calamity, a disaster, a loss. A خَسَارَ فَاضِحَة. A tremendous loss. وَغَبَنْ وَغَبْنٌ بَيِّن. يعني could be غَبْنٌ. يعني غَبْنٌ means stupidity, but I think it's غَبْنٌ بَيِّن. يعني meaning a tremendous loss. يعني غَبْنٌ is like something you lost both ways on it. يعني you were a merchant, you bought something for $10 a piece and you sold it for $1 each. You get it? And you paid $10. You didn't pay $1 and sell it for $10. You paid $10 and sold it for $1. That means you lost both ways. You paid more than it's worth and sold it for less than what you paid for it. This is a tremendous loss. وَهِدَارَ وَيْسْتَ لِمَا لَا يَلِيكُ بِالْمُسْلَمِ أَنْ يُهْدِرَهُ وَأَنْ يُدَيِّعَهُ. And this is a waste and a loss of opportunity that is not befitting of the Muslim to waste and squander in this way. And for this reason, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to do well in greeting or receiving this blessed month of Ramadan, and to do well in hosting this blessed month of Ramadan, and to prepare oneself. لِأَنْ يَكُونَ مِنْ أَهْلُ هَذَا الشَّهْرِ صِدْقًا وَحَقًّا. يعني that we prepare ourselves so that we will be صِدْقًا, truthfully, and حَقًّا, truly, from the Ahlu Hadha Shah, the people of this month. Prepare ourselves for this. We'll stop here, inshallah. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.